I used to commute daily to Boston's Chinatown. One early morning in the so-called combat zone, I turned down a side street, an alley, really, and I saw a man yelling at a woman. He was angry and puffed up the way men can get, and she looked scared. They were facing each other, but they were not in each other's faces. He was accusing her of something to do with money. She kept telling him to just go home. I stopped, and I watched, close enough to hear them, but not too close. The man yelled at me, "What are you looking at?" And I said, without thinking, words I don't think I'd ever used before, "I'm just holding witness." I remained standing there until he deflated a bit and walked away, and so did the woman. The poet Mary Oliver, who died 10 days ago, knew all about holding witness, a different kind of witness, an amazed witness to the world around her, to her heart, her soul, her dog. At the other end of the spectrum, there's the often urgent need to hold witness to what is not right. Today is International Holocaust Remembrance Day, the 74th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz concentration camp. Eli Weisel, a Holocaust survivor, spent his entire life encouraging people to hold witness, to remember, to take action. In his 1986 Nobel Peace Prize acceptance speech, he called indifference the most insidious danger of all. And he noted that action was the only remedy. I know from experience that it feels much stronger and sheds a much brighter light to hold witness and take action with other people. That's one reason people choose to march and demonstrate with others. It's also one reason many of us come here, to hold witness together in a community of truth-seeking people, to witness each other with love and respect, and to find the strength to hold witness in the larger community.